听力课堂，听 class.com。
We're here again. Now we're going to talk about westerns. Westerns are a very famous kind of movie from America, and they're about the western part of America in the late 1800s, after the Civil War. They are all about cowboys and Indians, lots of shooting and riding horses. They were very popular all over the world, and there are some famous actors that were famous for their westerns, like Clint Eastwood and John Wayne. And one of my favorite westerns is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So that's what a western is. Everybody knows what a western is. So there you go, that's what a western is. So stay with us. Coming up next is Meiguo Li Yu, American Slang.
Hey guys, nice to see you again. 动感英语魅力无限，欢迎你的收看。首先我们来看美国俚语单元。
Ancient forces have been awakened, and only one thing stands between them and the enslavement of all mankind.
I'll have whatever he's having.
This place is like uber creepy.
We're here to solve a mystery.
Robbery.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents. Oh,
no! Fred, you had best get your smack on, smack off. You know what I'm saying, G?
No.
That's me.
Now who's the damsel in distress?
Me?
Straight up.
Thelma.
The smart one.
Scooby-Doo!
Your name means
Scooby-Doo!
Shaggy!
What are you doing, man?
Oh, boy. Like there's a ghost right behind me, isn't there?
今天我教给你词是 straight up.
Now who's the damsel in distress?
Me?
Straight up.
Straight up. Straight up is a slang phrase meaning absolutely or correct.这个词组是个非常时髦的年轻人用的语言，它表示完全正确，你说的完全对。记住了，在很正式的场合不要用出它来 straight up。 那么在很正式的场合我们还可以用什么语言来表示你完全同意对方的意见呢？补充几个词，查好了。第一个 absolutely， OK， absolutely。 第二个 exactly， exactly。 第三个 rightright。 第四个 correct， correct。 第五个 you said it， you said it。 再来一个好吗？ you can say that again， you can say that again。 有点多是吗？那我们挑三个记好吗？好，如果面对年轻人我们会说 straight up， straight up。 好了，通用的我们可以说 absolutely， absolutely。 还可以说 exactly or right。
Now who's the damsel in distress?
Me?
Straight up.
Thelma.
The smart one.
Scooby-Doo! Your name means Scooby-Poo!
Shaggy.
What are you doing, man? Like there's a ghost right behind me, isn't there?
Morgan.
You have helped him!
He recently separated from his wife. Some ships are from Idaho.
She could do better.
You could do better. Mother, would you stop feeding her perfectionism? You did the same thing with Larry.
I didn't like him either.
影片中出现了一个形容词叫 gorgeous. The Lord,
before I was killed, did you see that guy in the corner? The door dark hair, Lumionica. Absolutely gorgeous.
G-O-R-G-E-O-U-S. 这个是要格外点一下，它是个顶级形容词， means very, very beautiful. 好, 我们形容一个美好的事物或者人的话, 有那么几个等级, 比方说形容女人, 比较漂亮, 我们会用 pretty. Pretty是挺漂亮, 不是很美丽, 比它重一点的是 beautiful. 那么顶级的是今天这个词叫 gorgeous. 可是随着语言的递进呢, 往往形容男人和女人没有那么严格的区别了, 所以说现在在口语当中, 你也会发现有人用 beautiful 和 gorgeous 来形容男的, 不要太介意, 不过大部分嘛, 还是形容女士好了, 记住了吗? 以后说, she's a gorgeous woman, 这是最棒的夸奖。 那么借此呢, 我们把形容人的一系列形容词给你总结了一下, 奉送给你。 首先我们来看第一个词, 我们可以说 cool, C-O-O-L。 自从那部片子叫《古墓丽影》上映之后呢, 无论是男女, 都喜欢你叫她 cool。 我们可以说 That girl is so cool, 是酷的意思，对吗？ 形容人是这样, 那形容东西呢, 也可以, 形容东西它的意思就是漂亮的。 我们可以说 This car is so cool, Your bag is so cool, 记住了吗？ 形容东西人都可以的。 好, 再来看第二个词补充呢, 我们可以叫 Killer, 那不是杀手啊, 它是表示你美的, 就跟杀手没什么区别。 举个例子给你, 我们可以说 Well, she has killer legs, 她的腿像 killer 的意思是 她的腿太美了。 OK, she has killer legs. 好，再看第二个, 我们可以说 he is a lady killer, 她是女性的杀手, 她的意思是 万人迷，对吗？ 任何女人都会被她迷倒。 he is a lady killer. 再看第三个词, 很简单, 叫那个组合叫 HOT. Yes, HOT 在英语里面的意思是 当然可以当热的讲, 不过形容人上是表示性感的。 okay? 所以你可以说 He or she is so hot. 有点不好意思。 那再来看下面一个内在的, 名词叫 personality. Personality 是个名词, 我们可以说一个人很有个性, 很有个性用 has. okay? He has a strong personality, 表示这个人个性非常强。 记住了吗? 再说一遍, He has a strong personality. 最后一个好吗？ 最后一个很简单的 N-I-C-E, nice. Nice 如果形容人是表示这个人很好, 他真是个好人。 She's a nice girl, I'm a nice guy. 如果形容东西的话, 是表示东西漂亮, 跟 cool 没什么区别。 Nice car, nice shoes. 记住了吗？ 再帮你总结一下好吗？ 首先我们文章里面学到了 gorgeous, 最漂亮的 gorgeous, 还补充了 pretty 和 beautiful 的区别, 记得了吗？ 一个递进的。 我们还学了 cool, 东西人都可以, killer, 非常棒, killer, hot, personality, and nice.
That's Ben Feldman, M&A, J.P. Morgan.
He has no chin.
He recently separated from his wife. Some chicks are from Idaho.
She could do better.
You could do better.
文章里面有个句子叫 You could do better.
You could do better.
从字面上看来，它的意思是你可以做得更好。 但是注意了，这个句子一般只能形容人或者工作。所以电影里面这句话的意思是 你可以找到一个更好的丈夫。 你会用了吗？ You could do better, 很委婉, 很技巧。 下次当你的朋友再问你, 我的新男友怎么样? 如果你不满意, 你当然不要直接拒绝, 你应该说, 嗯哼, You could do better, 对吗? 你可以找一个比他更强的, 意思就是不太好。 好了, 如果大学刚毕业的你, 找到了一份卖报的工作, 你来问我, 工作怎么样? 我会怎么回答? You could do better. 当然是大材小用, 我觉得工作不太好。 You could do better. 记住了吗? You could do better. Yes.
You could do better.
Mother, would you stop feeding her perfectionism? You did the same thing with Larry.
I didn't like him either.
母亲当然是为了女儿好, 希望她早日嫁人, 可偏偏女儿有不同的价值取向, 她是一个 perfectionist, 想找一位自己真正喜欢的丈夫。 于是母亲在影片里面跟姥姥抱怨说, Would you stop feeding her perfectionism?
Mother, would you stop feeding her perfectionism? You did the same thing with Larry.
他的意思是, 您能不能够别再助长女儿的完美主义情节，这样下去就没人娶她了。好，来看这个词叫 feed 是词的意思，是喂的意思， give somebody food。 可是在这个地方怎么能表示给完美主义吃东西呢？它是个引申义，表示助长。这个词用起来比较狭窄，比较难，但是记住这个地方还是很传神的。它的完美主义叫 perfectionism， 让它越来越膨胀，我们会用这个动词叫 feed her perfectionism， 对吗？好，再给你一个例子，一定要记住这个句子。你有梦对吗？叫 dreams。 那我可以说 You have to Yeah, and I have to as well. You have to feed your dreams. 你要让你的梦保持住，壮大起来。 You have to feed your dreams. 记住了吗？
The Lord, before I was born,
see that guy in the corner? Dark hair, Louianca, absolutely gorgeous. That's Ben Feldman, M&A, J.P. Morgan.
He has no chin.
Mother, be quiet. He recently separated from his wife. Some chicks are from Idaho.
She could do better.
You could. You could do better.
Mother, would you stop feeding her perfectionism? You did the same thing with Larry.
I didn't like him either.
Welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about another song from The Lion King. The song is called Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far.
It's a very romantic song. The song asks, can you feel the love tonight? The love is so strong, it's like something you can feel on your skin. It's like rain or mist. It is where we are. The love is here, right here with us, where we are. It's enough. The love is enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. A wanderer is somebody who is walking here and there, doesn't really know where they're going. Maybe they'll go here, maybe they'll go there. They're just wandering. Wide-eyed means very big eyes, so maybe they're wandering and looking around everywhere. But the love is so strong, it is enough to make the wanderer feel like he has gotten very far. How it's laid to rest. So the love tonight, first, it's very strong and very vibrant, and it's out there and you can feel it. And then it's laid to rest. Laid to rest means it's like when you're holding a baby and you lay it down to go to sleep. It calms down. Everything is put down to sleep. It's still alive, but it's a calm, living, peaceful. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best. Kings, of course, are rich and powerful, and they own kingdoms and lots of gold and jewels. But vagabonds have no money and no home. But because the love is so strong, the love is enough to make both kings and vagabonds, these two very different people, believe the very best, believe that there's good out there, that people are good, that life is good. So it's a very strong love. So I ask you, can you feel the love tonight? We'll see you next time on Action English.
Can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer.